Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi, yes, I was placing an order today online and I only wanted the one item, and the wait there was only one continue button, and whenever it got to the end, it had added extra items that they had coupons for, and I did not want those.
Okay, ma'am, I will need some information from you in order to see exactly what's going on. What is your zip code, ma'am?
21228. I have an order number, if that helps.
Just 1 second, ma'am. What is your first and last name?
Kelly, excuse me, four.
All right, ma'am, can you verify your shipping address for me?
22 Turks Garth, Catonsville, Maryland, 21228.
All right, thank you for that, ma'am. Give me 1 second while the account is loading.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. And you're calling about, you said it was two items that was added on to it, or just one?
There was two items. I just want the Derma Vanilla Anti-Aging Cream, the $4.95 one. And then there was three more items after that.
Yes, ma'am.
No, two
That
more.
was the eye serum, and you had the eye serum and the face cream. That was the $4.95 to get. That was the $4.95, and then you had the vitamin C cream that was added on to their order, which is basically to keep your face almost like a sunscreen, ma'am.
Okay. I don't want that.
And
And I
then
don't
the
want the 12.5 either.
Okay, ma'am, what if I was to offer you 50% just to keep it, ma'am? 50% off just to keep
No.
it.
I honestly don't want the anti-puff thing either. I just wanted the trial size for the anti-aging cream, the $4.95. It's very misleading how you put it in that you buy one thing and they'll say, oh, well, how about this? And how about this? And you try to get to the end of it and you end up pushing things just to get to the finish the order.
Okay, ma'am. What if I was to offer you a 31.5% discount on future shipments, ma'am?
I don't want any future shipments. I just want this one. If this is going to, by ordering the $4.95, if it's going to put me on a monthly thing, I just cancel it all.
Okay, ma'am. What if I was to do a 47.4%, which would be $49.95 per month?
I don't want a monthly thing. Just cancel everything. I'm done.
All right, ma'am, give me 1 second and I'll get these things canceled for you. I'm still here, man. I'm working on your account. Just give me one second.
Okay.
All right, ma'am.
Yes.
I went ahead and got that canceled for you. Give me one second. I should be able to give you back. Let me see if I can get this refunded for you. Just give me one second. Give me one second, ma'am. I'm processing your refunds.
Okay, and then I just give me the total at the end, please.
The total would just it will be. Oh, okay. All right, I'll do that. Give me one second. I'm sorry. So then I have to add up. I'm almost done, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
No problem.
I'm almost done, ma'am. We gotta do all these separately, ma'am.
Oh, that's okay.
All right, one more thing. Oh, yeah, definitely gotta do that. I just there's a lot I have to do because they're all separate orders, so I have to go in there separately and do this.
I noticed they gave them all separate order numbers. That makes it really difficult.
All right, ma'am. Ma'am.
Yes, I'm here.
I went ahead and done with everything. You will see that refund come back to you in 3 to 5. You'll see those refunds come back to you in 3 to 5 business days. That's the refund that is $4.95 times two, the $12.95, and the $43.90 and the $43.85.
Okay. And do you also, does that include the $9.90 shipping and handling?
That's the two that was there was $2.95 there was two $4.95 charges. No.
Yeah, but they also have on top of the cost of the four items, there's shipping and handling of $9.90.
That I do not see. The only thing that I see is those $2.994 charges and the $2.995 charges and the $4.30 and the 43.85 charge and the nine and the not nine the 12.95 charge.
So the $9.90 wasn't charged, maybe not until it ships or what?
Say that one
Because
more
I'm
time.
looking at it. I'm looking at my thing and it says $56.80 for the subtotal, and then they added $9.90 for shipping and handling for a total of $66.70. So I'm not sure why you're not seeing the 990.
Yeah, I'm not so sure either. Hold on, give me 1 second real quick. Well, ma'am, the 990 charge is the 495 charges into one.
No, I don't think it is. Let me total them up. So it was 495 twice. And then let's see, where is it? And then 4385 and 1295.
Because 495 times 2 is 990.
Yeah, I think it's a coincidence. 1295. Hold on, I'm adding them up. 6670. Yeah, I guess you're right because I added 6670, and that's how much my total says. 1295, 4385. You don't have a You're not, you didn't add yours up, right?
Yeah, I did. That's how I got the 990. When you said 990, I took the two charges and added them up real quick for the $4.95 each, and it equaled 990. So that's what that got me.
Yeah, all of them together is 6670, and that's what they said my total was. My total
Yes.
charge is 6670. Okay. All right. Will I be getting an email confirmation on that refund?
No, ma'am. That's the reason. Did I give you the cancellation number?
No.
I can give you a cancellation number.
Okay, hold on just a second. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, it is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
663. 626. 407.
Okay, that was C as in Charlie, 6-6-3-6-2-6-4-0-7.
So you got 626, correct? As the middle
C
number?
as in Charles, 6-6-3-6-2-6-4-0-7. 626-407.
Yes.
Okay. And you say it would be how long before it'll be refunded?
3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
3 to 5? Okay. All right, thank you.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you again for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.